how do you want to leave your business? Is it something that you've actually thought about and planned for? If not, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it and why you need to start thinking about it right now.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes. Gavin
Symes. Yes, yes, yes. I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. I'm driving along out to see what a very special person today, very special client. We've been working together a long time now, and we're coming up to the point in which we're almost ready to realize the goals that he set 12 months ago. And those goals were specifically around how he wants to exit his business. Now, when I talk about exiting a business, I don't necessarily mean selling it. I'm not here to force you to do anything that you don't want to do. But what I do want you to think about is every single person needs to leave their business at some stage in their life. And some ways might be through actual death. That's it. I die at my desk. And that's okay. Another way might be where you hand that on to your family or friends. Another way might be where you sell the business. Or another way might be where you build it up to a stage where you can put somebody else on to run it and you just sit there and reap the rewards and the dividends on a regular basis. So there are a couple of different options that you can come to in terms of how you want to leave your business. So why you need to start thinking about that now is really, really important, because a lot of people come to me and when they ask me the question, hey Gav, what do I do in this situation? The outcome that they want, or the way that they want to leave their business, significantly impacts the decision that needs to be made. And let me give you an example of that, right? So I was speaking to a client the other day, and they said to me, "Okay, so we need to move. We need to move office. Do we go and do we get this bigger, fancier office, or do we get something smaller and have half the people say work from home?" Right? And then the question that I asked was, well, how do you want to leave your business and when do you want that to happen? Because if they want to sell the business, say in the next 12 months, then you want to make sure that you've got a really nice office that someone can come in, see it's tangible. You know, buyers don't really like people working from home a great deal. They want to come in and they want to see something, they want to inspect it, right? So that being the case, if that's the way that he wants to exit the business, then I would say, yeah, go and get the bigger office. On the flip side, if the whole goal is get someone else to run the business, you know, develop up like a general manager or a CEO or someone to run it, and just make as much money as possible so that you can take dividends out of the business, then I would say go for the smaller office because it's going to cost less money, you can run it leaner, it's more efficient, and then in turn you can make more profit. So that's the reason why you've really got to think about what you want from your business. How do you want to leave it? Now, this is not an easy decision. And it doesn't mean just because you choose one, doesn't mean you're stuck with it forever. So in my previous business, the goal from when we started it was always to list it on the stock exchange. So that would be to say, right, we're going to grow it to a point where we go and raise more funds on the stock exchange, and then that gives liquidity because you can sell your shares pretty much at any time to anyone who's looking to buy on that exchange. Now, probably 10 or 11 years into that business, we changed our mind. And I changed my mind as well in terms of what I really wanted, because as the business grows and develops and matures, you realize that being listed on a stock exchange is, there's a lot of work that's involved in it. And if you're the CEO of that business, there's a lot of pressure on you as the CEO of that business to perform. So we changed and we pivoted the end result that we wanted, and that's okay. But what I want you to think about now is what is the way that you want to leave your business, and make a decision now, and then use that as sort of like a guide or a compass to tell you how you actually make decisions inside your business. Because there's no point in scaling up your business if you don't know exactly what the end goal is for that. The other tip that I can give you as well is that going through this process and making this decision can be difficult. So this is something that I do in my business. I go in, help business owners understand exactly what they want out of their business and then build a plan to go and reach that. And if that's something that you're interested in and you want to dig a little deeper into it, head over to my website, foundrygroup.net/scale. Hit that up, fill in your details, happy to have a chat with you, and just really act as that sounding board so that it can give you some advice on what you want out of your business and how to structure that so that you can get it. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode as much as I've enjoyed making it for you. I'm almost at my client's office now. Anyway, so if you have enjoyed it, make sure that you smash the like button, share it with your friends and family who will also benefit from it as well, and make sure that you subscribe so that you can tune in next time, because I'm doing these all the time and I absolutely love doing it. So anyway, have an awesome day and I'll see you soon.